And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Lucius Fontenot and Mandy Miguez, both with Franco Jeune. Mandy Miguez, I think many of our listeners now know your voice. You sometimes sit in for Valerie Broussard Boston.
Yes, I do. I sit in for Franco Mix for Valerie sometimes.
Well, that's always a treat. Your French is lovely.
Well, thank you very much.
We enjoy that. Lucius, you wear many, many hats, I know. You're with Valcor Records. You're a photographer, graphic designer. You do so many things. And work for a family business as well up in Mamou.
Yes.
So both of you are very busy. Mandy, you're at Lafayette High.
Yes.
So it's a little quieter in the summertime, I guess.
A little bit quieter, yes.
Yeah. But you're a French teacher during the regular year. And both of you very involved with Franco Jeune, an organization that more and more people are coming to know about. You have a very ambitious mission, and I think maybe we should start off talking a bit about your history, how you got started in this very active group.
Okay. Lucius, how about you get started?
Well, Franco Jeune was not always known as Franco Jeune. In 2008, Rachel Duga was hired to help create a bid for Louisiana to get the 2014 Congrès Mondial Acadien, and part of the bid, she wanted a youthful input, so she gathered what were then young people, or younger people.
We're still young people, yeah. Lucius.
And we gave input, you know, something we'd like to see happen in 2014 if we won the bid. And unfortunately, we didn't, but within that year's process, we all formed a real camaraderie, and we realized that all of us had a passion for our culture here and the French language. And we proceeded to still hang out as friends and got the opportunity to help work at the Congrès Mondial 2009 in New Brunswick, and met a couple of more people, and they sort of joined our little loose group. And after that, Louisiana decided to do the Grand Réveil Acadien, which was held last year at Festivals Acadien. And so at that point, we changed our names, which was the Jeune Cajun.
We used to be Jeune Cajun.
To Franco Jeune, which is a little more inclusive of all the French language cultures of Louisiana and the world. And we put on a part of Grand Réveil Acadien, which was called Le Comte de Jeune, which dealt with Acadian and Louisiana youth. And Manny,
we put on this youth camp, and what we did was there were about 30 students, high school students from Acadie, so from Prince Edward Island, from Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and somebody from Terre-Neuve, somebody from Newfoundland, and they came, and we found them host families, and so their counterparts here from the Lafayette area, they all participated, and we had lots of events for them throughout the Grand Réveil. It was a large component of the Grand Réveil to have this whole youth event, and
The kids from the Acadiana area mostly were part of the French immersion, had been part of the French immersion program, or had enough French that they were communicating in French. And
yeah, it was really wonderful to see. I was very proud that there were lots of Lafayette High kids there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I seem to remember they did some big scavenger hunt
They did a scavenger hunt throughout Acadiana, but mostly southern Acadiana, and centered around Lafayette Parish, St. Martin Parish, Iberia Parish, and Vermilion Parish. And they were, it's called the Raleigh, and it was actually created by Richard Guidry. He created this. This was one of his last big projects before he passed away. And so the kids did this scavenger hunt, and they got to discover Louisiana vocabulary. They got to discover culture and history and various little bitty details about certain spots in Acadiana. Like in New Iberia, we got to go to Conrico, and in Erath, we went to the Acadian Museum. In Abbeville, we went to another museum. So they got to see all those kinds of things, which was neat for the kids from here who maybe were maybe from the Lafayette area who didn't get to venture out, but also for the kids from Canada as well.
And all learning that corresponding vocabulary mm-hmm. having to do with mm-hmm. those industries and yes. organizations and places.
Yes.
Another thing that went on was there was a small conference at Vermilionville, and the Acadian kids who already participate in these French groups, they go to school in French, they hang out in French at these social clubs, and they helped show the Acadiana kids that this is possible and this is something, and it got the Acadiana kids excited to have something like that for themselves here mm-hmm. because French immersion here stops in eighth grade.
Yeah.
And after which, you know, it's really up to them or, you know, to have a support system mm-hmm. to where they keep speaking French. And there's really not that there. So we were really trying to get the kids excited to possibly be a part of that. And that's another one of our missions was mm-hmm. to start a youth organization for like 13 to 18-year-old students.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about your mission and maybe go back to that original group you had mm-hmm. Trying to come up with things that you wanted to see during a Congrès Mondial, because I assume that some of those things have become incorporated into your mission. What were some of the things that were important to you all originally that have...
Well, I think the things that have always been important to us were getting places where we could have service en français, so we could have... businesses that would serve us in French, and that we know that they're out there.
Mm-hmm. And not mm-hmm. just us, but the tourists.
The tourists, or the locals, like everyone.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And the other thing was signage. Mm-hmm. And it really boils down to economic benefits. Mm-hmm. You know, Louisiana is a tourist state. It survives on tourism, and people from France and French-speaking countries throughout the world want to come to Louisiana, and they want to see that it's French. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was at Blue Moon last week, and I ran into a guy who was from Montreal, and he commented that he'd been here for about 4 days. And I get this probably 2-3 times in a month. And he said, I haven't heard anyone speaking French, and I thought it was French. And then I started speaking French to him, and his eyes got mm-hmm. huge. And
it happens often.
I said, you know, really, you... everyone's going to speak English to you, mm-hmm. but just try something. Just say bonjour or something. You'd be surprised how many people speak French. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if there was more signage around, I think people would be surprised how much more French would be around and spoken.
Right. Well, and we were speaking earlier. I know you all are very involved in trying to help CODAFIL mm-hmm. right now. I remember as a child seeing the CODAFIL signs that appeared very shortly after the organization started, appearing in businesses, and they would either say, you know,
ici on parle français.
Ici on parle français, on est fier de parler français. And those were quite impressive to see those. But the other memory I have is of when tourists would come to Lafayette, they were taken to the old Hyman department store. There was a whole group of ladies there who worked as seamstresses, and they all spoke Cajun French.
Oh,
and so they would bring them to Hyman's mm-hmm. and bring them through, and the ladies were part of the tourism circuit. But there was a big concentration of them, so they all of them would start speaking French.
Yeah, okay. I usually tell people to go to Dwyer's in the morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're sure to find some right. French being spoken there.
There's always some place. So that has been a part of, I guess, various organizations, CODAFIL, believing that that is important both for ourselves, I guess, and also for tourism.
Yes.
People
yes.
who are coming here. So that's very important to you, to have places where we and people from the outside can go and hear French
yes,
spoken.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I want to have places where I can go and have service en français, but I also want places where my students can go
right.
and have service en français. I think it validates the language outside of the classroom. Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but a place that would hire someone that speaks French, that would be a bonus mm-hmm. on their resume that, hey, I am bilingual. I think that's kind of overlooked, the economic benefit of speaking French. It's not seen as something... everyone thinks Spanish is the new language to learn, and it is. But in Louisiana, with the amount of French tourists that come here, it really is an asset to you, mm-hmm. and it should be an asset to businesses and government.
Mm-hmm. Well, and just coming out of the tradition and right. building on the traditions that we have here as well. So increasing the use of the French language is very important to you all, and obviously making it possible for le plus jeune mm-hmm. to have Francophone experiences. I do want to tell people who may be tuning in right now, my guests are Mandy Miguez and Lucius Fontenot with Franco Jeune, here to talk about their organization and some of the initiatives that they have going on right now. You're a very active group and quite imaginative group
right.
as
and
well.
Right now we're very active.
Yes.
Well, I think it comes from having a really diverse group of people that are in the group. We have Mandy.
We have teachers.
We have
PR people.
Yep.
Photographers.
Musicians. We have architects.
We have a state legislator. Stephen Artigo has been a longtime member of our group, and we work really well together. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because we have so many different skill sets, mm-hmm. and we're capable to create and really maximize potential because we have so many different ways of getting the word out. And
we also, like, if we come across something in a meeting and perhaps we maybe don't all agree on exactly how to pursue something, there's always somebody who is extremely diplomatic and says, no, wait, let's do it this way. And there's always a voice of reason. And sometimes the voice of reason changes from meeting to meeting. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the voice of reason is ever me, but...
Well, and I think it really shows, the rest of the community that the desire to promote French is crossing professional lines.
Right.
That it's not just a group of French teachers
right.
concerned about their students, but that you all are young professionals coming from this tradition who passionately believe in the mm-hmm. traditions and want to make sure that the opportunities are available
yes.
to us all.
I mean, I love speaking French. I know Lucius loves speaking French. We all do. And we just want everybody to
have those opportunities.
Yes.
But I think your comment about it's important to have it in business mm-hmm. as well as in the classroom
yes.
Makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and not only is it a love for the language, but it's a love for the culture. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think a lot of people can get into that, and we hope that more people would care to join us in mm-hmm. the group. We have if
we
anyone's
have an age limit, Franco Jeune.
We play loose and fast.
Yes,
age,
okay. Yes,
young and hard.
Yes, yeah, that works too.
If anyone wanted to know more about Franco Jeune, they can go to Facebook and either search it or it's facebook.com/. Franco Jeune, one word.
Actually, it's FJ Louisiane.
Ah.
Because yeah. Franco Jeune was taken by a youth group in Acadie, actually.
Oh. Y'all got scooped on that.
Yeah, yeah. So
FJ Louisiane.
FJ Louisiane.
All right. Spelled a la Francais.
Okay. Yeah. I guess if you type in something like Franco Jeune Lafayette, Louisiana,
it should come up.
People are getting quite clever about searching these days. So tell us about some of your initiatives you have in trying to promote this. We talked about the signs that Cotefil mm-hmm. years ago had put in. You have a couple going on right now.
Right. One thing that we're doing is something called Piace en Masse, and which is essentially someone in the group saw an article for a cash mob where you go and spend a certain amount of money at a local business and you give a little economic stimulus to that business. Somebody saw that and said, wait, we could do that for businesses where you can be served mm-hmm. in French. And
so this is for some people who are not too savvy about, it's kind of like a flash mob.
Kind of like
mob.
A flash mob, but
watch on
cash
YouTube.
Mob.
Okay,
and so right. we did, Piace, mm-hmm. Piace en Masse, that works. And so that's how we came up with the...
That means money in mass?
Yes, money in
mass.
Dollars in mass, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so we're actually having our first event this weekend, mm-hmm. and where people are going to come and just... speak French and order things en français.
Mm-hmm. They don't have to speak French, and they don't have to order en français, although both are encouraged.
Yes.
They can just observe it being done.
They can mm-hmm. they could come and just support support the business and feel like they're
yeah.
or helping inject just a little bit of funds mm-hmm. Into the local community. Mm-hmm.
So again, trying to encourage the use of French in local businesses.
And even if you don't speak French, you can all say bonjour. It's very easy.
Et merci.
And merci. There you go. Your order just up.
Now, at these places, would you have, like, say someone wanted to learn a little bit of French, you know, would you have, I'm sure all of you could help, you know, mm-hmm. but you could have a little booth set up maybe.
We're all going to be there.
Business phrases or something.
We're going to be there, like, I think having little conversations, and if anybody wants to talk to us, we'll all be there at our little
Français
event.
En masse.
Français en masse.
So Pias en masse. And on your Facebook page, do you have information about
it? We do. We have information on our Facebook page about the times, the business, those kinds of things.
And if you like that Facebook page, you'll put out information about the en masse.
We're always putting things out. Okay. And we also have a Facebook page for Pias en masse as well.
And you can link to that through the first Facebook
page. And there's an event on Facebook too. So.
All right. So you can find out about that at FJ Louisiane on Facebook.
Yes.
And that's Franco Jean in Lafayette, Louisiana. And I think y'all were talking earlier about something you're doing called Franco Responsable.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually something that that Codafil is trying to start.
And I know you all are very closely working trying to help Codafil right now.
Yes.
The idea behind Franco Responsable is a similar idea to those old signs that we were just talking about that businesses had, but this would be a sign that was a business that was vetted. You absolutely, no matter what time of the day during their hours, would be able to get service in French. And not only is that good to know, and that way you can support local businesses who speak French here, or you can, if you speak French, you can apply for a job there, and maybe, you know, if they're hiring. But it really wants, the idea is to go worldwide. That way when tourists come here, they know that whenever they see this little green sticker that has the FR in it, that they can get services in French. And there should be some economic benefit to that.
And I'm sure you have like a little handbook of all of these places.
There will be, they're talking about using an app. There'll be an app for smartphones where there'll be a listing of these businesses.
Yep. So they're imagining this worldwide.
Yes. And actually, I think the app is going to be coming from the app. Codafil is going to work in partnership with the Centre de la Francophonie des Amériques, which is based in Quebec. And we work a lot with them, and the Centre de la Francophonie is actually a wonderful organization that has actually, I went to the Forum Mondial de la Langue Française, and they sponsored me this past year to go. So
they've been very encouraging of not only Franco Jean, but all the organizations in Louisiana that that are trying to, you know, help out. They see that when they see us really working towards something, they want to support it.
Especially encouraging speaking French.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think you designed the logo. And the FR, you know, I guess you see cars with stickers from other countries, and France is FR. Is that?
Wow.
That's cool.
That interfaces very well.
Yeah. No, there was that thought behind there.
Yeah. So are those out now? Or
no, this is still
in the works.
In the works. Yeah, and this is something
it's a
Codafil
project.
Yeah.
Okay. And for most of our listeners are aware of Codafil, which got started in the late 60s, the Council for the Development of French in Louisiana. And you all are helping them right now. Is there information about some of your efforts to help on your...
On our Facebook, there is also information about our efforts to help Codafil in their recent situation,
which I'm sure everyone knows. They had an unexpected budget cut of 40%. So, you know, a lot of people.
Long tradition in this community.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, go to the Facebook page again. Lots of information can get. Franco Jeune. And again, if you like it, you'll get lots of updates about what's happening with the organization Franco Jeune. Again, my guests Mandy Miguez and Lucius Fontenot, very involved with Franco Jeune. So some great initiatives and a lot of energy in your group, and you're open to new members.
Yes,
so
yes.
Anyone listening or know somebody,
send us a Facebook message. We'll be happy to talk to you.
Yep, we meet pretty much every week.
Okay.
So.
Now, some people might wonder, if they go to the meeting, do they have to say everything in French?
Oh, no.
No, I mean, for the most part, we do function in French. Mm-hmm. But
we will make you understand.
And you'll certainly be made to feel welcome.
Yes. Because
there are a lot of people with a lot of will to learn French. They're just not there yet.
Yeah, sometimes that's all it takes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So Francogène can help you. And again, very interested in helping the youth of all ages to learn French. And Mandy Miguez, again, a French teacher at Lafayette High School, very good at helping you learn that French. Anything else people should know about Francogène? Things you have coming up? Looking ahead to the fall, perhaps? Anything around the festivals?
The fall, we have some things kind of cooking, mm-hmm. but nothing definite nothing right now.
We're working, we have some long-term plans where there will be an exchange between us and people from Acadie that work in other organizations like SNA, and there'll be a lot of that going on.
That's always an ongoing thing. The SNA, which is the Société Nationale d'Acadie, the Acadian National Society, they are wonderful partners of everyone's efforts in Louisiana.
Right. Again, all that information through Francogène at their Facebook page. Do you have an actual website also, or is the Facebook?
No, we have Facebook.
You're Facebooking. All
so,
right.
And anyone can, even if you're not a Facebook person, you can still just go to our page
and see everything. Okay, that helps as well. Francogène, they have an event this Saturday. You can find out more about it. It's part of their Piazza en Masse initiative,
which is going to be a monthly thing.
Yes,
all right, every month, and you'll get updates again if you like their Facebook page. But this Saturday they are having one, a Piazza en Masse, and so you can go to the Facebook page, find out the days and times, and where to do that, and be a part of it all, and learn to speak French, or just cultivate what French you have already.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Merci pour tous les efforts ici en Louisiane. On apprécie beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Mandy Miguez and Lucius Fontenot.